Buongiorno everybody and welcome. My name is Vittorio Bertocci. I'm a program manager in the Identity Division in Microsoft. I look after developer experience, libraries, integration with Visual Studio, and so on. Today, I'd like to walk you through a quick tour of the technologies that we offer you for integrating with Azure Active Directory from your applications from any platform and any development stack. You can see that this slide is largely all selected. Why? This slide is meant to tell you what is going to be relevant for this talk. But pretty much for anything you do with Azure, you have to authenticate. And authenticating for Azure means getting an Azure Active Directory token. And in fact, this goes beyond Azure. All the cloud services from Microsoft, Office 365, Dynamics CRM, Power BI, they all need a token from Azure AD in order to do pretty much any operation. In fact, if you are targeting a business, it's really very interesting to integrate with Microsoft Cloud Services, mostly because you can find them in almost all of your interesting business customers. 86% of a Fortune 500 actually are using some cloud service from Microsoft, Office 365, Power BI, and so on. And in fact, we have 50 million active subscribers every month from the business side, and we have 12.5 million consumer subscribers of Office 365 alone. And all this has to be sustained by Azure AD, which is the authentication system behind all this. So Azure AD has to be a pretty formidable service with a pretty formidable number. As of today, we have 5.9 million organizations that are relying on Azure AD for authentication, both for accessing the Microsoft services, but also for protecting their own applications. And that, of course, generates a staggering number of resources that we need to use. For example, we have more than 500 million objects in our directory, and every day we do more than 1 billion authentications. That's pretty crazy. And in fact, I like this number because it's really round. Since our very beginning, we made way more than 1 trillion authentications, which, if you think about it, is pretty mind-boggling. And this is a service that you can use for integrating with cloud, with our cloud services, so that you can get this token and exchange it for services, or you can use it for outsourcing your own authentication, your own sign-in for your applications. Now, clearly, given that everything hinges around the idea of getting this token, we are trying our best to make this as easy as possible for you to integrate. So, for starters, we use open standards all over the board, so that if you already know how to use the standard authentication and authorization protocols, such as OpenID Connect, OAuth2, and similar, you can transfer that knowledge straight to Azure AD and use it as is. On the other hand, if you don't know much about protocols and you don't want to learn, which is perfectly legitimate, like I don't want to know the brand of the pipe, of the water pipe when I open my faucet, I just want to wash my hands, right? So you shouldn't need to become a security expert in order to take advantage of this. And luckily, you don't have to, because in Visual Studio 2015, we have a very deep integration in the development cycle so that you can create your applications and just with a couple of wizards, connect automatically to Azure AD and protect your applications, integrate with Office, all without really knowing the details. And then we have somehow a middle ground between those two approaches. We have an unprecedented sprawl of open source libraries, which we developed targeting many platforms and many dev stacks. And these allow you to integrate those libraries in your development stack of choice. We have, like, as you can see, from at least a pretty significant number, and this number grows every day. And you can just use those libraries for taking care of most of the nitty-gritty details so that you can just get the service that you want, identity as a service, authentication as a service, integration with APIs, without really having to deal with the details. Now, I only have half an hour today, so I can't really go much into the details, but I just want to give you a feeling of what happens behind the scenes, and then I'll just go straight to demos and I'll show you in a sample of all the many of the platforms that we cover. Unfortunately, not all because we don't have time. So say that you have your web application, which you can see on the right of the screen, and say that you want to integrate with Azure AD. This might be because you want to target your own users, and so you are targeting your own Active Directory. Or if you are a business software vendor, you might be integrating with the Active Directory of your customer. And say that you have your user, which can use any browser, of course, for trying to access your application. Now, the general idea is that you can drop in your application one of our controls, of our libraries. And depending on the dev stack that you're using, these will take different shapes. So if you are on Node.js, we have a strategy for Express. If you are on Ruby, we have a strategy for OmniAuth. If you are on ASP.NET, we have OWIN components, and so on and so forth. And these components will automatically redirect your user to authenticate with a directory, crafting the correct sign-in format, and crafting the correct authentication request. And at this point, whatever policy the directory will be using, like using username and password, using certificates, or even using multi-factor auth using a phone, these will be in the hands of the administrator of that directory. All that matters is that once the user will successfully authenticate, the directory will craft a security token representing the successful authentication of that user and will send it back. And then the browser will just send it back to the application, and the application will validate it, again, thanks to the library. That's going to be super easy. And then at that point, the user will be signed in. And if you want to go further and also integrate with our APIs or your own APIs, you can always use that token as a starting point for getting more tokens without prompting the user. So very simple, very straightforward. Now, let me just give you a feeling of how this works when we actually use those products. And let's start with Visual Studio. And I'm just going to show you what happens when I use the new ASP.NET templates for creating new application and automatically configuring it for integration with Azure Active Directory. So I'll just start with a default application. I'm not changing anything. I want to use MVC. You can also use this with the new .NET Core and the new ASP.NET 5 and MVC 6, but here I'm just showing you the classic. If I change authentication and I select work and school account, now Visual Studio already knows what are my Azure accounts, my Azure subscription users, so that it can automatically take advantage of my identity here to create and deploy automatically this application, both in Azure AD and, if I want, also in the Azure websites. So here I will select one of the directories that I can use for development and just click OK. And that's pretty much all I have to do. At this point, the template will just automatically generate the code. The code itself is not very complicated. I can just show you very quickly. But it's actually very, very straightforward. But at least, given that it's a menial task, I have to do it every time, I can have Visual Studio do it automatically for me. And also, Visual Studio goes straight to Azure AD and adds all the details which describe my application so that I don't even have to go to visit the portal. So if I here go in Upstart, I can just show you super easy. This is pretty much all the code that you need to do for authenticating. Again, I can't go into the details today because we don't have a lot of time, but it's as simple as saying, I want to use OpenID Connect. And here I have a couple of coordinates, which are like my directory and the identifier of my app, coordinates which were automatically generated by my template. And here I just hit F5, and you'll see that this application comes out straight ready for authentication. And as you can see, it goes straight to the authentication screen. Let's see if I remember the password. And I do. Here, I'm presented with a consent screen, which asks me if I'm OK with this app to sign me in, because like I am going to share some personal information. if I click accept, then what happens is that I can come straight and be signed in. And this application is already wired up with common functionality such as sign out, so that you have a very good starting point for your app. So this is as easy as it gets. Now I want to go on the opposite side of the spectrum. I want to show you how to do the same thing on an Ubuntu machine using Ruby. So let me go on my Hyper-V manager, select my VM, and start it. Now that I have my VM, I can open a terminal here, and I can show you what we have in this folder. In this folder, we have our Azure Active Directory Authentication Library, which is used for obtaining tokens from Azure AD. And specifically, in this case, we have a version for Ruby. It's a Ruby gem. On top of this, we have an omni-auth strategy, which we use for dealing with web sign-in when you develop against Ruby. So let me move in the folder of our application. Let me give you a super quick glimpse of what's in here. Using this library is very, very easy. You largely just drop it in your environment. It's like just like any other omni-auth strategy. And you have this file, this environment.rb. And here you just paste exactly the same information that I mentioned during our ASP.NET demo. And then for starting this, we decided to use the Finn server, but you can also use a Sinatra if you want. It's pretty straightforward. Here, there is my script for starting the application. So let me start it real quick. My web server is now running. So let me open a browser here. And let me navigate to my localhost application on Rails. Here I have a just very simple to-do list. If I could click sign in, I get redirected to the same screen that we have seen earlier. Here I can sign in with my test user. And just like that, I'm signed in. And if I'd want to, here I could also call the Azure Graph API for calling the directory, but that's just for giving you an idea of how easy it is to do this also on a completely different platform, such as Linux. So let me close this guy. Now, for the next one, I'm going to use my Mac, and I'm going to show you pretty much the same demo, but on Node.js. On Node.js, we have an Express strategy, which integrates with Azure AD very, very easily. Once again, you just change a couple of configuration details, and then you connect. And we also have a library for getting access tokens, but I won't touch on that today. So here, let me move to my Mac. And here I am in my folder. And here you might recognize the classic structure of a Express application. And we have this passport strategy in which, once again, you just change a couple of details in here for adding the coordinates of your app in Azure AD, and then you're ready to go. In fact, let me come back in here and let me start Node. Okay. So let me open browser. Let me navigate to my local app. As you can see, pretty much same look. And if you look at the extern here, you can see all the various details of what's going on. So let me sign in as the tenant, administrator, and I'm signed in. So once again, different platform, different OS, but again, it is very, very easy. You just go retrieve a strategy, drop it in your application, and it works. So pretty straightforward. So let me come back here for a last demo on the web applications. Here, I'm going to show you a very simple AngularJS application, which uses our ADAL.js library to perform Azure AD authentication. Once again, I could have done this on the Mac, but just for doing some variety, I'll show this on Visual Studio 2013. Again, this is a very, very easy to use library. It's integrated with AngularJS through a module. So we surface its capabilities through a very simple configuration model. As you can see here, I have a classic collection of routes. And for some routes, I'm saying this route requires AD login. So that means that once the user clicks on it, they will automatically be redirected for signing in. And of course, we also have sign-in capabilities. And once again, here we have the usual information. I have to specify which directory I want to use. I have to specify my own client ID. And that's all I need to do. So if here I hit Chrome. Once again, here we have our application. And if I click Login, at this point, you're familiar with this screen. Today, I'm Fabio again. And here it is. And here, of course, I can log out. I have information about the user that I can use for my UI. So as you can see, again, it's all very straightforward. Like even if you don't use Visual Studio and you want to code directly, no matter the platform, the model is very, very easy, very straightforward. But of course, we know that web apps are only one part of the story, right? One of the things that we really like to do is creating mobile applications. So now imagine that you are creating a mobile application on one of the big three, so iOS, Android, or Windows. Windows, any flavor. It could be classic desktop. It could be Windows Store. It could be Windows Phone. It could be Windows Universal Apps on Windows 10. Say that you are creating this application, and you want to get access to the Azure APIs or the Office 365 APIs, or even to your own APIs. So in this case, you just drop one of our libraries in your development stack, and we'll see in details what that means. And then you upfront go against the directory. Just like before, you can use any of the authentication systems that the directory wants. Plus, if you are using one of our device management services, such as Intune, now you can also take advantage of the fact that devices might be registered or not registered, and you can have access control based on this information so that you can exercise even greater control over the authentication model. At this point, once the user authenticates, we get the usual token, we send the token back, and our libraries go beyond just getting the access token. They also help you to manage sessions, so that we save those tokens in persistent storage. We maintain isolation. If you have more than one app in the same device, we help you to share tokens across apps so that the user experiences a single sign-on. So those libraries can do a lot of things for you. And then at this point, you just use this token and you get access to your application. So that's pretty straightforward. And once again, we have many different options for you to do this. So one option is to go native. We have various libraries for various platforms that go from classic Windows to iOS for Xcode and Objective-C, to Android, which uses Java, of course, and to Windows 10 itself, which has its own APIs. If you want to go native, we give you all the tools for doing so. Here, I'll just give you a very quick demo of using the Windows 10 native APIs. In Windows 10, Azure AD is integrated directly in the box, so you don't need any libraries. If you go in any of the other iOSs, we do give you native APIs, and you can get them from its usual channels typical of the iOS, of the OS. So for example, on iOS, you get that on CocoaPod. So let me just give you a super quick demo of this. So let me open Visual Studio 2015, and here I have a very simple app, very quick, which you can use for changing your picture in the directory. And this app is very, very simple. It's just using a couple of native calls of the Windows 10 APIs. So let me just first start to run this on the local machine. So of course, this is a universal app, So you'll see that it works both on the local machine and on the emulator for the phone. So here, first thing, I'm authenticated. I'm asked to authenticate. Of course, if I'd be using my corporate credentials, I would be already authenticated because I'd be already signed in on the machine. However, in this case, I'm using a test user because, as you can see, I don't want to put all the pictures on my actual directory. So let's see how this works. If I here click a snap a pic, this will turn on the camera. So boom, let me get my hair back, make a nice smile. Well, it's not nice, but we'll go with it anyway. You upload the pic. And all this is done very easily using the Active Directory APIs. Like, those are just a couple of REST calls. It's very straightforward. So let me sign out of here. And then I'll run exactly the same application without changing a comma, but on the mobile device. So that you write the application once, and you can run it on the range of Windows 10 devices. So now it will take a moment to start our emulator, which is running Windows 10 as well. And here we are. Our emulator started, and the first thing it does is, of course, tries to authenticate me. So let me authenticate with the same user as before. And as you can see, from the mobile, I now retrieved my new thumbnail. So one single code base, a couple of native APIs, and I was able to go through these very easily. But let's say that you want to target different platforms. Say that you want to or target pre-Windows 10, so you want the desktop, or you want Windows Store, like on Windows 8, or you want to go on iOS or Android, but without having to learn their native APIs. Like if you are a C# developer and you want to extend the reach of your skills also to these other platforms without going through the learning of the native APIs. Well, we have libraries which support the use of Xamarin, which allow you to do exactly that. So here, let me give you a super quick demo of this. Here I have a solution, which is a sample that you can download from our GitHub organization, which targets actually a pretty comprehensive list of platforms. Let me compress this guy so that you can have a feeling of this. As you can see, these solution targets Android, targets Windows Desktop, targets iOS, and it targets Windows 8, which is also universal, and Windows Phone 8.1. So pretty much all the platforms that you can think of. And it's largely with one shared code base, given that it uses portable class libraries and Xamarin projections on the various platforms. And in this specific case, I just want to show you this app running on Android. So just a kit F5, and I'll be using the emulator that comes with Visual Studio. Now that the emulator is up, let's unlock it. And the utility that you can see here is a very simple example, which uses the directory graph APIs for querying the graph. So here I can just type the name of a colleague and hit search. And as you can see here, usual authentication. I'm just not going to go through it because you know exactly how it ends, but that's how that would work. And of course, this is on Visual Studio, but what about using it on a different platform? Xamarin has this magic property that it can also run on iOS. Now, Xamarin Studio is an IDE which is available on iOS. And here I picked up pretty much the same solution that I had in Visual Studio. I copied it on a Mac, and now I can actually run it on a Mac, and I can run pretty much the same code, apart from the UI where I did just a couple of changes, on the Mac and on iOS. So here, let me start with the debugger. I could like put breakpoints, do all the things that you normally do in Visual Studio, but here. And here we have pretty much the same UI, but of course adapted to the iOS style. Let me search for Mario. This time, let me sign in so that you can see how the UI looks like. And as you can see here, I signed in, I have all my results. And I pretty much used C# across the board. Like I've written the app once and I'm reusing it almost everywhere. If I would have decided to use Xamarin Forms, which abstracts away also the UI layer, then I would literally be using exactly the same code across the board, which is very nice. But now let's say that you are not a big fan of C#. So let's come back to the slides. Let's say that instead you like JavaScript, but you want to use JavaScript also for writing native applications. Well, the last demo that I'm going to show you today is exactly this. We have a plugin for Cordova, which allow you to write JavaScript code and actually take advantage of a native AD libraries on the OS that you are targeting, but using JavaScript syntax instead of the native syntax. So let's come back to the Mac. So here I have one example, which again you can find on our GitHub, in which I have a very simple application. It's exactly the same application that we have seen in the Xamarin example, but this time I use the JavaScript. And here I have a very simple syntax. I have the usual coordinate of my app, the usual coordinates of the directory that I want to use. And I just have a super simple code in here in which I just say, please, dear directory, give me a token without showing any UI. And this works when I have a cached token in my system. And given that I'm using under the hood the native APIs, then what happens is that if I have a shared token across apps, I will have a single sign-on here. But let's say that instead I don't have anything cached yet, then here I'll just fall back and make this call to acquire token async, which actually shows the usual UI. Again, without you having to worry about showing that canvas, rendering anything in there, it just happens automatically. In fact, here, if I use the Cordova command line points, you'll see that once again, I get my emulator. Here I have more or less the same UI. I'm just using like a bit of a JavaScript. Can search for our usual Mario. And as you can see here, same deal. And of course, I'm asked to consent. And as usual here, there are my results from Mario. So coming back to the slides, you have seen very quickly four different ways of doing the same operation on completely different platforms using completely different technologies, but with a very consistent approach, an approach which is native to the platform that you are targeting. Like you, on Cordova, we didn't introduce anything that you do only on C#. Like we've been doing things the Cordova way. And the same goes for pretty much all the platforms that we target, or at least that's what we try to do. You tell us if we succeed. Now, during this presentation, I focused on the main use case of Azure AD, which is organizations and businesses. However, our offering is evolving, and now we are introducing a new offering, which we call B2C, business to consumer, which is designed to help companies to engage with their own customers. So say that you are a big company like an airline or like an anything that has like a large number of customers that you want to keep engaged, and you want to have your frequent flyer program, and you want to sign in those users. Those users are not organizational users. They are not in roles or groups, and they might already have their own accounts on social networks like Facebook and similar. So this new offering helps you to take advantage of these, helps you to create invitations, to do self-sign-in, all those things that are typical of a business-to-consumer engagement and that are not as common instead in the classic business-to-business flows. And then for the longer term, we are working to converging Azure Active Directory and Microsoft account in a single service so that you'll have a single development stack and a single set of endpoints that you'll be able to use. So you will not have to choose in advance if you want to do something business, if you want to do something consumer. You'll just be able to move where your business brings you without having to put any down payments and any decisions upfront. All of the things that you have seen are open source. And in fact, I encourage you to contribute. If you go to GitHub Azure AD, you'll find all of our libraries there. And you can use these for better troubleshooting if you want, or for understanding the inner workings. But we already had a really good community feature contributed. So please don't be shy. Help us to make this product even better, to fit even better your needs. We have a very comprehensive collection of samples, which you can reach to aka.ms/ad-samples. And again, you'll find pretty much all the possible scenarios for all the possible platforms explained there with actual code. And then we have guides that help you to go through these. Like the samples all have a pretty comprehensive readmes, but if you want guidance that starts from scratch, explains you the concepts and similar, you can go through our developers' guides at aka.ms/aaddev. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to get this whirlwind tour of Azure AD and how to get the tokens. You have seen that it's very easy, and you have seen that it's actually very straightforward for many, many platforms. We have more than the ones that I've shown in this limited time. I hope that you'll actually give it a try. It's all free. You just go and get a free Azure trial. And all the development features of Azure AD are actually available for you free of charge. So why not giving it a try? Thank you so much for listening, and to the next.